Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast. That run Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also check out Five Reasons YouTube before floor, an hour before every game. Post up 5R as soon as the game ends. And FiveReasonsSports.com, our no paywall site for all of your written content, including Brady Hawk's latest takeaways. Also check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We talk about our product code here all the time. We're going to give it to you again. It's 5RSN. The product code is number 5RSN, and that gets you discounts all over the place. Two of the places I'm going to feature today, therapistpreferred.com for all your premium CBD. You can get the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies. Again, you're not going to fail a drug test with this stuff, but it's going to help you sleep. It's going to help you recover. 25% off with the code 5RSN. And getsalis.com, that's getsalis.com, 10% off with the code 5RSN. So getsalis.com, that's for endurance athletes, or if just simply if you sweat, okay, it's great stuff for you. Replace the electrolytes in a healthy way. Don't do it by pounding all that Gatorade and Powerade. Getsalis.com, 10% off. Therapistpreferred.com, 25% off. The product code is 5RSN. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. We're doing something for the first time, but we're going to do this once a week from now on, okay? We have been telling you about our new subscriber service called Off the Floor. It's $3.05 a month. It's actually even cheaper per month if you sign up for the entire year. And we are going back and forth with people on there. We're starting to do some replying to people who post things to us, but we're posting a lot of exclusive content there as well. You can find it through my Twitter page, Five Reasons Sports. I keep pumping it out, as does Greg, as does Alex, as does Brady. And when you check it out on there, you will see we're asking for suggestions for episodes. So tonight is the first time we're going to take a suggestion for an episode. There were about 10 options that we actually were playing around with tonight. Some of them, I agree with Greg, who's with me tonight. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. You can also follow Alex Toledo at Tropical Blanket. Some of the suggestions were a little bit of an overreaction, I thought, and we all thought, to what happened against Phoenix, which is, you know, a bad loss at home to the best team in the league that you beat by 25 on the road not all that long ago without your full roster. So it's one game. I agree with our former co-host here, Alfon Sidney, who tweeted this out today, that people have to stop treating NBA games like NFL games. There are 82 of them, not 17 of them. I almost said 16. This would be like baseball fans who go freak out over, you know, one MLB game. There's 162 of those. Actually, there's going to be 162 of those. I'm a little surprised that that's actually going to happen this year, but it's just the season is too long to get too focused on one game and to freak out about it. So we're going to continue looking ahead, talking about a team that is first in the Eastern Conference. Still, believe it or not, no matter what you're seeing on TNT tonight, no matter what you heard on ESPN today, or no matter what you saw on the floor at FTX Arena on Wednesday night, still the best team in the Eastern Conference this year. And they're going to go to the playoffs, I promise you, okay? And what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to take this suggestion from off the floor. Who is the most important Heat player in each particular matchup? And we can only pick one, okay? So we don't want to debate six back and forth. We got to pick one for each matchup. Who's the guy who would make the biggest difference against that particular team? So Alex always gets upset at me for going to him first and putting him on the spot. So I'm going to do this to Greg tonight. And let's start here. We're going to work our way up a little bit. Let's say that they draw the Brooklyn Nets in the first round, which is potential. 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7. Who would be the most important member of the Miami Heat? And while we're doing this, Alex, I'm giving you Philadelphia next. So start thinking about it. Go ahead.
I hate the idea of the Brooklyn Nets in the first round. I'll just go on record as saying that. I know that the Heat can and would win that series, but I don't. I really hope that they would get the 7 spot in the play-in and deal with Milwaukee or Philly. So I start there. But most important player against Brooklyn, for me, it's Bam Adebayo. I think that that is one of the series where you have the perfect mix of obviously his importance defensively, but I think it's one of the few series where really offensively he could flourish throughout a 7-game or 6-game series. So for me, I think this one's pretty easy. Although I know you put me on the spot, I think it's a relatively quick decision in Bam Adebayo being the most important player in that matchup.
All right, Alex, the only thing you can do here is agree or disagree, because I want you to start the conversation on Philadelphia. Is Bam the most important player against Brooklyn?
Absolutely. I think we all know how much he likes that matchup, and it's for a reason. Like, that's one of those matchups where he has a lot of places you can go at offensively, and he has to take advantage, and that's probably the biggest key to being a team like that.
All right, I'm with you guys on this. I don't think there really is an argument for anybody else. You can talk about who's going to guard Durant or who's going to guard Kyrie, and obviously those would be issues depending, again, on where you're
playing. He'll be Bam.
Kyrie, it probably be Bam in both cases, right? So, but it is Bam, because that is the one clear advantage that the Heat should have in that series. We talk about Bam sometimes getting a little intimidated by the Jokic's of the world. He's not intimidated by Andre Drummond at this stage, or Paul, or it's not even Millsap anymore. LaMarcus Aldridge, I think he'll be just fine, and he needs to have a significant advantage there. He's also played with Durant. He played with him in the Olympics. He practiced against him. There's a comfort level there. Not that you can ever get too comfortable against Kevin Durant, but I feel like he'd be in pretty good shape. All right, I know how you love the Sixers, Alex. So go.
This is actually a tough one for me, but I'm gonna say Tyler Hero, man. Like, I think this was a tough one because I can't decide on one guy. It's one of those things where I feel like the Heat are a team effort type of team. There's not one guy who I think specifically has to take advantage, because I think you kind of know what you're gonna get from Jimmy in that series. And you kind of know what you're going to get from Bam, too. Like, I don't think that's a series where he dominates as a scorer as much as he does versus Brooklyn, like we were talking about. So I'm picking Tyler here because I think he's going to see plenty of minutes versus drop bigs. And that's a very nice, comfy place for him to play against. They're a good team, but I don't know. I see people on that team that you can go against when you talk about Harden, I think Shake Milton. I'm not really worried about their defense overall. I think that's a team that Tyler can get going against. And that's probably one of those series where you're going to need him to, I think, be one of your best players, and specifically in a points per game type of way.
I hope we don't go chalk this whole podcast, but I agree with Alex. Drop killer all day, Tyler Hero. This is that series. As we're recording this podcast, James Harden is 3-for-15 in Philadelphia against his former Brooklyn Nets team. So let's just take a moment to laugh at that. I think it'd be a great opportunity for Tyler Hero to also prove that he is likely a better playoff option than James Harden in big games. So I love that idea as well. Alex touched on something that I think will be a reoccurring theme, and we shouldn't avoid it, but we won't stray too far, is that this really is a team that's going to require all the parts for it to get as far as they need to. But in a Philly matchup, Tyler Hero all day.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like the average Heat fan would have defaulted to Bam again.
Because he guards Embiid, right?
Right, because he guards Embiid primarily. And I can make a case for Jimmy here. Because here's the thing about Jimmy. Jimmy ain't afraid of that team. We talk about Milwaukee, but obviously he knows that team, or he knows a couple of the core guys on it. He knows how to get in their heads a little bit. And I do feel like Jimmy would have a big series against them. He has played exceptionally well against them since he left. It's interesting. I don't know if you saw the quote, but I forgot. I don't know who quoted him on this, but he was asked. It was a Chicago reporter posted it today. About his former teams, and he was basically saying he likes getting booed, by the crowds of former teams, except Chicago. He still has love for Chicago, but his numbers against Chicago, Philadelphia, and Minnesota are insane. Those are three of the teams he's played arguably the best against, except that one game, the last game in Minnesota was not great, but he's typically played really well against them. So I might have defaulted to Jimmy, But I'm saying Tyler also. I think Tyler is the one guy who I don't really think they have an answer for. And also, their bench is thin. And so Tyler coming off the bench with Oladipo, you can throw Vic in here maybe also as well. I think that would be the element that turns this in a series. So we're all going Bam. We're all going Tyler.
Kyle was my second for this one, just to be clear. That was the other one I was going back and forth with, because I think Kyle could step up in this series too.
Sure. No, you went Tyler.
It'll be interesting to see if Kyle comes up in any of these. All right, we're going to get to the next one. I'm going to go. So here, Alex, you're going to get Milwaukee. And we're going to go with, let's see. We're going to go with Boston for Greg. So give this some thought before we do. We're talking here about Heat culture. Want to talk about culture? U-Brake Wheel Fix is the wheel repair, refinish, and custom wheel specialist. They offer the big three of all your car wheel needs with over 20 years of experience. U-Brake Wheel Fix repairs damaged wheels from curb rash, cracks, or bends, all under one roof with in-house powder coating, CNC machining, and polishing. They also offer new custom wheels and tires from your favorite brands, such as Vossen, Fuel Off-Road, just to name a couple. They now even offer no credit check financing up to $5,000 for a new set of wheels. Fast turnaround times on all repairs. They even provide the loaner wheels in many cases. U-Brake Wheel Fix is your total automotive wheel solution, located in North Miami, right off of Biscayne and Northeast 146th Street. Check out all their great work across social media, from Instagram to Facebook. It's at U-Brake Wheel Fix, or online at ubreakwheelfix.com, or reach out to Mark, big Miami sports fan, 305-748-0112. That's 305-748-0112. Mention Five Reasons. You will get a discount. U-Brake Wheel Fix, changing the way that you see wheels. And you can still get the vice colors there if you want. I don't think they can do a mashup, but certainly ask them when you get there. And this is one of the companies that we have sent people to, and they've come back with great reviews. Okay. So I'm just telling you, they've been with us for a long time. Check them out. All right. We got Milwaukee. We've got Boston. Alex, Milwaukee, go.
I'm glad that you went to break there, because I went back and forth between three different answers at that point. There was three times I'm like, okay, this is my answer. But my final answer on this is actually Kyle. And he was the third one. Like I said, I went back and forth between others before. I just think Kyle is let's just go to the most obvious point first. The biggest difference on the roster between this season and last season, when you look at the Bucks and Heat matchup, right? So that's the most clear and obvious thing to point out. And I think it's a huge reason here, because I think, like we talked about before, a lot of people might point to Bam here. And I wouldn't, you know, I don't really disagree with that. But to me, Kyle is a huge part of that. I think getting Bam in spots that are advantageous to him, because it's not just going to be about him hitting mid-range shots or whatever like it was last season. I don't expect it to play out that exact same way. I think it's just going to be about being able to take advantage of whatever openings and spots the Bucks defense gives you. And Lowry is the fastest processor on the team. You know, a team that doesn't really allow people to get to the rim, just like the Heat, just like the Suns. It's going to be tough for Jimmy to score. We already know that. Bam is not going to be able to just get the ball and make stuff happen versus them. Like, that's not really what I see happening. I see Kyle having to put guys in spots to step up. And I think if the Bucks stay as a drop team like they have this season, they kind of mixed it up last season. But without Brook, I think they've kind of just stuck to what they have been. I think that's another matchup where Kyle could step up in. Like, I think I wouldn't be surprised if he gets others switched on to him. But in general, this is one where I think the way that he plays with pace, the way that he is kind of the fastest processor on the team, this is one where you're going to need him to get you as many of those easy layups as you can, whether in the half court or in transition.
That's a really good point. I hadn't considered the easy bucket component against Milwaukee and what Kyle can do to influence that. I think that's really interesting, because to me, and I'll reference a conversation I had with Nekias Duncan when I was in Charlotte covering the game. We talked about the Milwaukee matchup just, you know, offhand. And I was like, you know, is it basically because they've figured out Jimmy to a degree that Bam has to dominate? And he's like, no, I think it's more the shooters. So I think that lends itself to what you're talking about with Kyle, but also Tyler and Duncan. So it's difficult for me. I almost think that because of the way they play the drop and because Brook Lopez is not there, this one's Tyler Hero also. But we can't hide from, and I know that I'm going in a lot of directions, but we need to acknowledge it. Like, doesn't Jimmy Butler have to figure out this Milwaukee Bucks matchup? Like, isn't it incumbent on him to figure that out at some level? And that, I mean, are you going to beat Milwaukee with Jimmy being like meh? I don't know. So that's why this is a really difficult one. Break the tie, Ethan.
Yeah, I think it's difficult, but I'm not going to break your tie because I'm going in another completely different direction with a name you haven't mentioned. But I will say you're right that Jimmy is going to have to break through it. But I think we've kind of given up hope on that to a certain degree. I mean, his numbers, you know, I went through it. It's not just a this year thing or a last playoffs thing. He has not played well against the Bucks historically. Okay. It's his worst numbers of his career are against Milwaukee. And that does not include the last playoff series. So even if you look at the Heat Bucks series that year, it really wasn't him. That, you know, it was really like Jay Crowder and others who made a huge difference in that series. It was more him against Boston. It was more him against the Lakers. But it wasn't necessarily him and more him against Indiana. It wasn't necessarily him against Milwaukee. I'm going to go completely off the board because to me, the key swing player in this matchup and the one I think that Milwaukee Bucks will be regretting letting go is PJ Tucker. He is the difference between what they were last year and what they are this year. Again, assuming Brook is back, I think it forces Portis to play more. I think the more Portis you get in a playoff series, I actually think is better for Miami. I know how he's played against the Heat over the years, but I feel like he can be controlled to a certain degree. There are certain things he does not do defensively, and he's going to be on the court more because Tucker is not. And also, PJ Tucker, we know how well Bam guards Giannis, but he doesn't have to all the time now because PJ Tucker is going to do a lot of it. PJ Tucker also can guard Drew on switches. He can guard Middleton if Butler needs a break. I'm going off the board completely here, and I'm going with PJ Tucker. Greg, Boston.
Well, Milwaukee was clear as mud, so I guess Boston will be similar. You know, truthfully, I think this is also a Jimmy Butler series. I think that Boston's been really, really good. Like, let's also... I don't think we've talked enough about in terms of contenders that could give Miami problems. Boston is one of those teams that I think we should be acknowledging a little bit more after Milwaukee. But just with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, it's a series where you can't have a subpar Jimmy Butler. I just feel like that's the guy to go to there. There may be some X's and O's stuff where I could be proven and moved off my position. But I'm saying Jimmy.
Alex.
So I think I agree with everything Leif said there. Like, I think this would be a really tough matchup for the Heat. I said on Twitter a while back that I think this would be a tougher matchup for the Heat now than it was in the bubble. I don't know if I've said that on here, but I just think without Kemba there to constantly pick on, without Daniel Tice being their biggest center, a team that constantly switches everything. They've got size, constantly playing 2 6'11" guys, playing Grant Williams at the three, and it's working out. He's hitting threes. They're an elite defense. I just think it's going to be one of those series where it's really ugly, and every game is one where you got to grind it out and win. And who is the guy to do that? It's Jimmy Butler. So he's got to be at the top of his game. I agree. He's got to, you know, get to the line as much as he can versus them and take advantage of any smaller guy that gets switched onto him, even if it's strong defenders like Derek White. You know, it's just going to be one where he has to be at the top of his game for them to beat them.
I'm with you guys on this one. I know people may point to Hero because he had the huge game and the snarl against them and all that, but I don't think it's necessarily Tyler here. The other guy that I would consider, and maybe I will push this direction, is I might go Kyle here. And the reason I might go Kyle here is because if there's one advantage that the Heat should have in this series, it's at the point guard position. You know, they don't really have a true point guard in Boston. They're going essentially with all wings. And, you know, Marcus Smart, Derek White, I mean, these are guys that Kyle Lowry, with his experience, should be able to take advantage of in a playoff series. Also, there'll probably be a flopping contest between Lowry and Smart, so Miami has to win that. If there's one series that I think Kyle Lowry, and look, we saw it. I mean, we saw a classic Boston-Toronto series and the way that Kyle played in that series. I'm going to go with Kyle on this one. All right. We're going to do rapid fire with the next. Okay. No long answers on it. Just team, player, first one that comes to your mind. Okay. Cause we got a few teams left to handle here in the Eastern Conference. We've covered four of them already. Before we do, I want to tell you about another local sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. This one is based in Boca Raton, but they can service the entire area as well. And it's Water Cleanup. Okay. If you're a South Florida property owner, and you got an insurance claim, you might be dealing with water, mold, or fire damage, you got to find a reputable, fully licensed, insured, and certified contractor. Water Cleanup of Florida is here for you 24 hours a day. So when a disaster strikes in your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress that an unexpected disaster may cause. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael, Robert, and their team prepare to handle any size disaster. These guys are third-generation contractors in South Florida. They want to maintain their sterling reputation. They will take care of you to make the process painless and hassle-free. So reach out to them for a one-stop shop that busy homeowners and business owners require. No need to bring in other contractors, okay? Call Michael at 954-579-0356. That's 954-579-0356. Check them out on Instagram also at Water Cleanup of Florida, because if you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
All right. Do we have the guts to blitz through this thing? Okay. We got some other teams in the Eastern Conference. Greg, Chicago Bulls.
Jimmy Butler.
Alex, Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, man. Bam. Bam. They're too small for him.
Greg, Toronto Raptors.
Kyle Lowry.
I think you got to go there. Alex,
how could I say anyone else?
Alex, Atlanta Hawks.
Just start laughing and let's go to the next one. Hey, James Harden's 3 for 16 now, huh?
He doesn't have the guts. He just has the schmutz. Have a good night, everybody.
Is that the Bible verse? James 3:16.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.